the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
So in this podcast, just before I was beginning recording, I was just making myself a cup of coffee. And as I was making the cup of coffee, I've got one of those Dolce Gusto machines. And they're really good if you like coffee, and I've got to say I'm a what we call a procaffeinator. It's like a procrastinator, but it means I can't do anything until I've had my coffee. So I always start off the day with a coffee. It's my single cup of day for those health people who know that coffee's not great for you. While I make this coffee, you need two capsules. The first capsule is what makes it very dark. It goes up to about half of a cup, and the cup is one of those see-through cups. Like one that you'd find in like a coffee shop. And then the other half, so you have to pull the first capsule out and you put a second capsule in. And the second capsule is, it looks like milk basically. It's not milk, it's like dried milk with the water that flows through it, but it looks like milk. And what happens is this, as the black coffee at the bottom of the cup gets topped up with the white milk, the coffee and the milk, obviously it starts to mix together. Now, I know some of you are going, Dan, what are you talking about? What is relevant in this little story of you making coffee? Well, I'm going to tell you. Because what I realised was that although the first bit of coffee was incredibly black, the coffee was very coffee-looking, right, without milk. And although the other one was very white, when it got mixed up, eventually it settled to an average. And it's averages that I want to talk to you about today. Because average, whatever you're... And I know we've had a really good podcast talking about average and you being average against everybody else. But I'm not talking about everybody else. I'm talking about your average against yourself. Not you being average against everybody else, okay? And so I just wanted to differentiate against that. Because the first bit of coffee was really black and the second bit was really white. But here I am with a... it's sat in front of me and I'm pointing at it. But here I am with a coffee that's mixed perfectly and it's averaged out the entire cup from top to bottom. And why is this relevant to you? Well, it's relevant because what we find is that people, they start, for example, coaching, and then one weekend, and I'm sure you've done this with diet and getting fit and anything else, or sport, or I'm going to get fit this weekend, and you start running, and you start doing weights on a Saturday and on a Sunday. So running in the morning, weights in the afternoon, and then you're like, yeah. And then the next week, you're in a lot of pain, so you don't bother going. And then the next weekend, something else crops up, and you end up not doing it. And so we are a result of what we average at. Just as the coffee, which is a very nice shade of, it's a latte macchiato. So it's a very nice shade of light brown. And it's the same shade of light brown all the way from the top to the bottom. So the coffee has averaged out as well. And so you are the average of your tasks. And the reason why this is really important is that if you're just stopping and starting, and you've got loads of intensity, and you're getting loads of stuff done one weekend, and then for the next 3 weeks you're not doing anything, well, at the end of those 4 weeks, effectively, you will have an average as to what you've done. And actually, what you're best off doing is, instead of going crazy that weekend and trying to get everything done in that weekend, is average it out over 4 weeks. But instead of trying to cram everything in, when you're averaging out, just do that little bit more. Because we are what we do frequently. I can't remember who said it. We are what our habits teach us. And so you've got to be doing stuff day in, day out. If you're not creating or producing something marketing-wise every single day, then your business will, its results will be an average of that marketing. So if you're marketing and you're doing loads of stuff and then you're not doing anything... Now, there's a difference, by the way. Now, this is some of the things that we've been doing just recently. So we've been creating loads of images, and then we spent a lot of time creating them. But then what we do is we go to Hootsuite, and then we send those images out over a period of time. So we schedule those so that if you're on the outside looking in, it looks like we're continually creating these images. The fact is, actually, we created those images 2 weeks ago. We just did a whole blooming lot of them, and then we're sending them out. And when those are looking to run out, we'll then go off and create some more. So we're always looking at creating something marketing-wise. Now, marketing could be an article, could be a video, could be a podcast such as this. But you are what you average out at. And we're very guilty of this as well, by the way. So we are hypocritical sometimes. We've got a lot better. But look, no one's perfect. And it's okay not to be perfect. It's okay to realise what you're doing and then to change that behaviour and to improve on that behaviour for next time. That's all success really is. It's these tiny little adjustments to our behaviour. And if you're getting fit right now or losing weight right now, it's not that mad dash to the gym or the first week of not eating unhealthy foods. It's a lifetime of going to the gym. It's a lifetime of not eating unhealthy foods and eating healthy foods. It's a lifetime of being a good dad or a good mum. It's, and by the way, talking about that, because I've done it, you know, where I've raised my voice at my kids and then you like instantly regret it. And by the way, that is normal parenthood. I mean, we went for a picnic in Valencia on the dry riverbed. So basically 1951, I think it was, the river in Valencia flooded. And so what they did was, someone had the great idea of going, well, let's redirect the river so the next time it floods, it won't affect anything. So that's what they did. So it's now a dry riverbed. It's got five-a-side football. It's got picnic areas. It's amazing. It goes for like 6 kilometres. So we had a beautiful picnic there. And I was playing with my little girl, Luffy, who's about just coming up to 22 months now. And the wife, her friend said, God, he's a really good dad, isn't he? And I thought, God, if you could have seen me like 2 weeks ago, because I yelled at my kids. And then you're like, you know, you feel guilty. And we all do this, don't we, as dads or mums, and you feel really guilty. But like, if you're always yelling at your kids, then actually you probably have got an issue that needs to be resolved somewhere, either with the children's behaviour or with your behaviour, right? But if you raise your voice and it's like once every so often, now I'm not saying that that's a perfectly acceptable behaviour, but we're human and so therefore we make mistakes. And it's totally okay to make mistakes. It's if you're making the same mistakes again and again and again, because that becomes your average. And the results that you get at the end of the month, the end of the year, the end of your life, that is the average in which you've done. So look, if you're an amazing dad or mum for like 95% of the time, but the odd 5% you go a little bit nuts, I think that's perfectly okay. Just improve those averages. Because the kids won't, I mean, they'll remember the 5%, right? But they'll also remember the 95%. But if you have the opposite way around and you're 95% or even 60% yelling at your kids and 40% nice, not, probably nice is the wrong word. 40% not yelling at your kids is probably a better way of saying it. Because you can still yell at your kids and be nice, by the way. Because there's lessons to be taught and you have a person to teach your children what those lessons are. We call that responsibility. And so you can still be nice and sort of be mean to your kids, you know, because we, you know, if they've done a behaviour incorrectly, we'll take the iPods off them. Or even worse, sometimes we'll take their reading book off them so they can't read. So then it's like when we get the book back, we read it. So it's a nice little deception method that we use to get kids to read a little bit more. So you are what you average out at. And so going back to this coffee, it started off being very black. We then added lots of white, but it averaged out over a period of time. Your health could start off in terms of doing nothing, right? And as long as you start doing something, 5 minutes of quick walking 3 times a week, just 5 minutes 3 times a week, you'll start to see differences. And this is what will happen, is because we are the result of what we average at. And so you'll do your 5 minutes walk, then you go for a shower, and then you're like, oh, I might as well do 10 minutes. And as you get fitter, you will be able to do 10 minutes. And then you do 15 minutes, and then you do 20 minutes 3 times a week. And then as you're doing that, you're going, yo, I might as well start running. And so you'll run for 5 minutes and walk for 10 minutes. And then you'll run for 10 minutes and walk for 5 minutes. And then you'll run for 15 minutes. And then when you're running for 15 minutes, you're going, well, let's join one of those park runs on a weekend that the councils keep trying to close down. It amazes me with councils how they have something like a park run, which I think is a non-profit, by the way. And yet, the councils just want to shut it down because that's what councils are there for, the killjoys, aren't they? We've got a complaint escalated about graffiti. We've escalated it to a third level because they want to screw with us. We'll screw back with them. But you are what you average out at. And so you've got to start improving on those averages, whatever that is. It's like, make a note of how many times you tell your partner you love them, or how much you make them laugh, or how amazing they are, and then average that out over the next month, and then increase that as an average. When was the last time you were romantic to your partners, fellas? It's always a fellas. Being romantic for a guy is like getting him an X-Wing ethics model or something. But it's like, look at your behaviour. Look at what it is that you're doing over a set period of time. Being an awesome partner to your husband or to your wife or to your girlfriend or your boyfriend or whatever, right? Or a son or a father, whatever. Being that awesome person isn't just doing something one weekend, it's doing something over a lifetime. The millionaire mindset. So I had to laugh. I saw someone put up on Facebook, and they put up, because they've got a training course, and so they've got two videos on the millionaire mindset. And I just have to laugh at this, because you don't get a millionaire mindset in half an hour. It's a lifetime of thinking like a millionaire. It's a lifetime of analysing that spreadsheet that I go on to all my clients about. It's a lifetime of thinking higher than you currently do right now. It's not half an hour and going, oh yeah, I should do that one day. That's not what the average will turn out to be in terms of it being a really good result. It's a low quality result. Mindset needs to be done every single day. And one of the ways in which people do that is through meditation. Another way is through writing down the goals. Another one is through time management, making sure that everything is written down and into your calendar so everything gets done. But mindset comes from implementing it every single day. It doesn't come from going on a weekend course and doing a Tony Robbins 4-day event, coming back buzzing for 3 weeks, and then suddenly you fall back into your old routines, and then you're like, God, where's that feeling gone? Because that's what happens. I know, because I've done it twice now. And so that's exactly what happens. And so on a morning, for example, I'm not the kind of guy, by the way, I may sound it on the podcast and the videos, but bear in mind, that's a very short period of time that you actually see my life, right? So before I come on the podcast, I get myself into a peak mental state to create a great podcast, and hopefully that comes through. It's the same with videos. But I don't feel peak mental state 100% of the time. I don't think it's possible. Pretty sure Tony Robbins would agree with that. So what I have to do, because I'm not the get up and just be happy kind of guy, maybe it's because of child abduction and fighting through family court, that tends to knock it out of you. Maybe that's why I'm not like that. But I recognise I'm not like that. So when I wake up and I get the house to myself and I've got a full day of whatever it is I want to do, the house is empty and I love my own environment. But, and I'm in total control of that environment. But even if you're not and you're in the car, you can still put on like a meditation type CD. And I, by the way, I'm not saying that you meditate while you're driving. Like, when you get to the car park at work, sit there for 10 minutes and commit. What is the result that you would like out of today? That's a great first step. The second step is to work out what you're grateful for. The third step is to write goals for the week, for the month, for the year, and work out if the stuff that you're going to do today is going to move you closer to those goals or further away. And by the way, if it's going to move you further away from those goals, then why are you doing it? Outsource it, get someone else to do it. But why are you doing that? So you've always got to be doing something that's moving you closer to your goals. And so it becomes a habit. If you set up your day as a positive mental exercise in having an awesome day, guess what will happen? You'll end up with more of an awesome day. And when you do that on a regular basis, then that's exactly what you get. It's really important for you to commit to doing this. So people who make a lot of money and become millionaires, and there's two types of millionaires, by the way. The first type is someone who generates £1 million worth of cash every year through their business. And the second way is someone who's got lots of equity. And that equity generates cash. It might not generate £1 million a year, but it generates cash. So, for example, if you think about this, if you've got £1 million of property and you've got no debt on that property, then you're a millionaire. Okay, I'm fortunate enough to be in that position. So now think about this. If you can improve that yield, like I was going to choose 6% yields, but my yields are much higher than that. Mine are between 9 and 10% on average. So if you take a 9% yield, that's £90,000 a year on £1 million of debt. Now, you'd never need to work ever again, by the way, once you've got that equity and once you're making sure managing that yield. But when you first start out, it doesn't start out like that. You start out with a house that's worth, let's say, 100 grand with a mortgage of 80. You've got 20 grand of equity. And you're making 100 quid a month after all your costs because you've got mortgage costs and all the rest of it. But when you're going into making that millionaire mindset, you've got to first of all decide which one of those do you want. And so I would always suggest that you start earning income, right? You remember the three rules? Cut your costs, generate cash, and invest the rest. They're the three rules. So that second bit, generate cash, I would always suggest that you start generating cash. But in order to do that, you've got to start generating the millionaire mindset that's going to allow you to be the person that can accept that amount of cash that comes in. So if you're used to making £2,000 a month and suddenly you've got an opportunity for £10,000 a month, your mind unconsciously is going to reject that because it's not ready for it. It's ready for maybe 2.5 grand, maybe maximum 3 grand, but it's not ready for a £7,000 jump. That's over twice more than you're currently on. Your mind's not ready for that. And so when we do daily meditation and daily gratitude and daily goal setting and daily time management, those four areas right there, when you start doing those, and part of that is in the telling of yourself, this is your meditation, is telling yourself that you are capable of doing £10,000 a month. When I first got to 10 grand a month, I mean, it took such a long time to get there. And I'd have one or two. I remember one month we did 12 grand and I was just over the moon. I never thought I'd do 12 grand. This is in my business, by the way, not on my property. So I just never imagined that we'd do that. And we got one in like 3 or 4 months. And then it took like another 6 months to get a second one. And then it started to accelerate. And then we started getting them once a month. And then we'd get every so often 20 grand months. And you're like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. And so what happens is you don't go from 2 grand to 10 grand. It just doesn't work like that. You go from 2 grand to 4 grand, 4 grand to 6, 6 to 8, 8 to 8.5 for 6 months, and it sticks there because you've got some mental blocks that are stopping you from moving up. And the only difference really is in that mindset. But it comes back to you being the person that you are over an average period of time. So like if you're not doing any meditation, you're doing no gratitude, you're doing no goal setting, and you're doing no time management, well, guess what? It's not going to happen for you. It's like, I can't make it any clearer. It's really black and white. You either do the work or you don't. And if you don't, it's totally cool because it's not for everybody. But this is the thing. People want to be part of that 1% without doing what the 1% do. And I've spoken to the 1%. I'm in the 1%. I remember we dropped off an Aston Martin Vanquish. It was a convertible. And we dropped it off in Paris. And I'm driving this blooming 150 grand car down with Champs-Élysées in Paris on that roundabout. Oh my goodness me. You know the roundabout where in whatever that film was and we can't get off it. I was just going round and round and round about. It felt like that. Anyway, we dropped off his car and this guy has got Keith Cunningham as his coach. Keith Cunningham is Tony Robbins' coach and Keith Cunningham is Rich Dad out of Rich Dad Poor Dad. And he had him as his coach. And I was talking to his wife while my friend was sorting out the hire of the car because it was his business, that's what he does. And when I was talking to his wife, we were talking about goal setting and time management and meditation and gratitude and all that stuff. And I'm like, do you guys do that? And I'm like, yeah, every single day we do that. And this was going back like, I don't know, probably longer than that, maybe 10 years ago, maybe 8 or 9 years ago. And it was really an eye-opener for me because I'm like, that's amazing. So you guys do that too. And these guys came from nothing. They had no money when they started out, no money. And they were sort of in the 50s, mid-50s, a very glamorous couple, both very good-looking and healthy. And they clearly, you know, do everything they're supposed to do. They go to the gym every day, they do the meditation every day, the gratitude every day, time management, goal setting, the whole lot. And it's like, if that's what you want, in order to get successful, then you've got to do the work, but you've got to do it every single day. We just had a tenant. He was a young guy, he was about 22. He was in one of my HMO properties, a multi-let property. And he pays about £400 a month, and he was in sales, and he just got his job. So we let him stay. He's actually moved out a month later because you can't pay, and I just said, it's fine, just move out. We've rented it again almost the same day. And the guy's moved in this weekend. My cleaner moved him in, thank goodness. So I was talking to this guy and I'm like, dude, are you listening to any podcasts? He's like, what's a podcast? So I explained. And he's like, oh, that sounds really good. I should watch that. And when I met him, I thought he had lots of potential to do really well. He could talk well. He was very presentable. And I thought the only thing that this guy is missing is some more information that can move him on. So I told him, you know, you need to go listen to Young Hustlers, the podcast, and my podcast, obviously, but specifically the Young Hustlers podcast by Grant Cardone. And I kept asking him for 3-4 weeks, have you listened to it? Yeah, no, not listened to it. My mum's going to listen as well. I'm like, dude, you got to take the action every single day. And needless to say, he didn't listen to any of them. He's disappeared, his phone no longer works. God knows where he is, what he's doing. And I felt really sorry for the guy. Because like, he's got the raw material to do really well. But the thing that I thought he needed, which was more information, no knowledge, wasn't what he needed. He actually needed an attitude adjustment. He needed to change his attitude. But obviously it's very difficult to do because he's grown up, like we all grow up, with this sucky attitude that we seem to have in the UK that we pick up from the media and from school and from our teachers and from our parents and from our friends and from our friends' parents and so on. And so in order to get away from that, you have to do something every single day. And I'll tell you, when we moved to Spain 3 years ago, in September now, so it's 3 years this month, in fact. And my income has increased substantially because we moved to Spain. My costs have increased as well, because now we've got two houses. We've got a villa in Spain, we've got the house in England, we've got like three cars now, because I need one in both countries and wife needs one. And then there's all those flights. And so it's not cheap. It actually costs more money. But because now I'm out of that negativity that we see every single day, like the radio, the news on the radio, the TV, the news on the TV, the newspapers, just walking past the headlines. Then you get to wherever you're going and people are discussing the headlines and how rubbish everything is and how appalling it all is and blah, 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 blah. We don't listen to any of that now that we're in Spain. Now that we're not listening to any of that, I can choose to what I want to listen to. So we listen to podcasts. Or we might watch something on Netflix for a little bit of escapism. Or we'll play Rummy Club or Scrabble on the terrace. It's so far away from what we did in England. You know, you get to England and on a weekend, you're like, what should we do? It's raining, it's cloudy, it's dark. 2 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon and it's pouring it down, big dark clouds. And by the way, we're in September now in Spain. I'm sat in shorts and a T-shirt with all the windows open. It's another 30-degree day. In England, I dread to think, what is it, 15, 16 today maybe? It'll be raining, it's in Leeds. What do? You go shopping at Trinity Arcade. And we call it retail therapy. We even have a name for it to help us feel better about the fact that our lives suck. And that's living in the UK. Look, this is my own personal opinion, obviously. Some people love living in the UK. Maybe it's just Leeds, I don't know. I've not really lived anywhere else other than Swindon for a year, which was probably not the best. But when you start to change the average about how you think about things, then you start to change the average about how you go about doing things, and then you start to change the average of your results. So I hope that's useful for you. I hope you take away some really good stuff in this, because there's stuff you should be writing down, and then you should be deciding, what are you going to implement tomorrow? How are you going to change how you want to live your life? Because as soon as you start making that change happen, then the faster you start getting those results. All right, good one today. We'll speak to you soon. My name's Dan Latto. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.